It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
We've all been there, right? You're hanging out with your boyfriend or girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever, and then they leave the room and leave their phone unattended, and then you pounce. And you open it up looking for any kind of evidence that they're either cheating or doing something bad.
No.
And then you don't find anything, which makes you even more angry.
Yeah.
So what do? You download Tinder, set them up with a profile. Boom, there's your evidence.
No.
And then when they come back in the room, why do you have Tinder on your phone? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have Tinder at all. It's right here, a profile set up and everything.
My God, how long were they gone from the room?
They were gone for a while,
yeah.
Quite a while, for me to set that profile up. Sometimes you have to plant evidence. But Steven, who's on the phone today, found something on his girlfriend's phone that he didn't have to plant, but he is very concerned about, and that's why he needs to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call. What's up, Steven?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Oh, Steven, you go looking for something, you're going to find it.
Well, I didn't go looking for it, but I did find it.
Okay.
All right. Why don't you tell everybody why you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today?
So I've been dating my girlfriend Karen for about a year and a half now,
okay.
And everything was normal, or so I thought. I borrowed her phone the other day to look up a Chinese food restaurant, and it was open to her text.
Okay, and did she know that you were using her phone right then, or did you just pick it up?
I asked her if I could use it real quick because we were looking for dinner plans.
Okay, so you really weren't snooping?
No, she was in the other room, and I just said, hey, can I use your phone? She said, sure.
Okay.
But it was open to her text. Was the first thing that came up.
And then you couldn't help it. I know how it goes. And you're like, all right, well, since it's already open, I might as well take a gander at one or two texts.
I didn't do it at this point.
Yeah.
It came to me.
Well, I have to look at the screen in order to use the phone.
Yeah.
So what did you see in the text messages?
Well, there was a text from her friend that said, I can't believe you're doing this. This is crazy. And then my girlfriend responded, I know, but I want a baby, and I can't wait for the day when I'm finally pregnant.
Whoa!
What? Wait, hold on. Are you guys trying to get pregnant?
Not as far as I knew.
So maybe she's trying to get pregnant, but you aren't.
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
And is that what you want to ask her today in your Awkward Tuesday phone call?
Yeah, because I mean, my stomach sank, you know? I mean, this is not something we've talked about at all.
You've been together a year and a half, and you haven't had any baby discussions.
No, we haven't even talked about getting married yet. I mean, I'd like to sort of take the whole get engaged, get married,
okay.
And have a family route. You know?
I do
lame.
Feel
responsible.
Yeah, whatever.
We're all jumping to a lot of conclusions here. You think because of that text message that she is trying to get pregnant by you without telling you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, her friend said, "I can't believe you're doing this. This is crazy." She said, I know, but I want a baby.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the day when I'm finally pregnant. I think that's pretty cut and dry that she's trying to have a baby.
But you don't necessarily know if it's with you.
Oh,
see?
It could be a whole bunch of things you're finding out today in your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Man, I hadn't even thought of that.
Has she done anything other than those texts to make you think that she's trying to have a baby with you?
Actually, the past couple months, she's been like initiating intimacy.
It sounds very sexy when you put it that way.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be classy here. But it's, I mean, when I think about it, it's a lot more than she usually has. She's been very aggressive with it, and it's always at moments where we can't, like, be safe, if you know what I mean.
Oh, like you're on a swing?
No, Jubal.
And you don't have helmets on?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Right.
you're not being protected like you should be.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. I mean, I know you guys are all on this baby train with her. I just feel like if I were to look through my text messages out of context to my best girlfriends, even though they may sound cut and dry, I mean, one, she could be joking. She could be talking about maybe reproductive health.
Yeah, that's why I called. I mean, this is something I need to ask her about because if she's trying to get pregnant, that's not okay with me.
So you're not ready to be a dad?
No, I'm not.
Do you think she's going to get mad that you read through that text message?
Well, not as mad as I'm going to be if this is what she's doing.
Good point. So I guess it doesn't really matter if she gets mad if she is guilty of this.
Yeah, I'm not ready to have a kid for sure. And I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But if I'm right, then I'm pissed. Like, How could she do that without talking to me about it?
Yeah,
I hear, I'm with you on that one.
That's one of those decisions that I hear affects your whole life.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it's a big game changer.
One that you should probably come to together.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to build a relationship with this woman. A year and a half is a long time for me.
Yeah.
And I thought we had trust, and it may not be there after all.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and see if she's trying to get pregnant without your knowledge.
Great.
We'll do it right after this.